KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. You're listening to The Hardline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 4:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And you were listening to The Hardline. Well, we were promised a major Super Bowl guest here, sure. And it appears as though that promise is not going to be followed.
Oh, we're going to get one. Oh, I'm going to go find one.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, that was your plan all along, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Go find one.
Right.
So, yes, we've been promised the former Chicago Bears great Rick Caceres, but apparently they are having a hard time locating him. So we're going to send Cobra out with the Renegade Wireless, and he is seeking another big-name NFL guest to take the place of the great Rick Caceres.
Here's the Pac-Man.
You know who I saw earlier? That Inga Hammond.
Yeah.
God, she's good.
Hey, Pac-Man.
She is, man.
I'm Flabby Davidson with the ticket in Dallas.
Is she around?
Hey, I'm talking to the Pac-Man.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right. I'm sorry.
You know, just do your own show over there.
Okay.
How you doing, man?
Great. What's up?
Nothing. You guys off the air?
We're getting ready to go back on it here in about 2 minutes.
Oh, you are, so I have to do quick stuff.
It'll be quick.
All right. So you're broadcasting from what city?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Fabulous.
A lot of hillbillies.
And did you get into business because you're pop, or was that just random that you got into?
Purely luck.
Really?
Totally luck.
Okay, fair enough. And the impact that this team, that Ray Caruth has had on this team?
Non-existent. We're just sitting here laughing about that 20 seconds ago before you showed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
We're just sitting here laughing because the Charlotte Observer just got delivered, and the headline in today's Observer is Panthers select Ray Caruth. That's how far behind the Charlotte Observer is.
So. Golly. And what about Fred Lane's wife? Is she here?
Oh, I don't think Deidre's here. I don't think that's happening.
What's her story?
I don't know. I'm staying far away from her as I possibly can. You kidding me?
I don't blame you. Now, what was the other one, Mike?
Bobby Phils.
Yeah, we're over there. We're from the...
Hi, Mike.
Yeah. You see?
Hi, Pac-Man.
He's waving to you. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, Pac-Man.
Hey!
How you doing?
What's the next question?
He wants to know, what was it? No, I'm not asking him that.
Ask me that.
No, he wants to shock you with some Bobby Phils question. I'm not going to do it.
What? This is a tough crowd in Dallas. Man, we knock you guys out of the playoffs. You get this kind of attitude from Dallas?
Yeah,
we just wondered what impact he was going to have on the game.
Don't play the Panthers in January if you're in Dallas.
Are you predicting a Panthers victory?
Sure, why not?
Do you even care? Because, we really don't care about the Cowboys.
I figured that you guys, by the end of the week, are tired of it. I think Carolina's going to upset New England on Sunday because it makes no sense.
Tell him, we haven't got to say that.
We haven't talked Super Bowl at all.
Yeah, so we're not tired of it. Right there. All right, buddy. Good luck.
Have a good week.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, get on that, Cobra.
Excuse me?
Pac-Man.
That's sporting news. No, I'm not doing sporting news. They're just with that girl.
God, find out who she is.
Well, that's Kenny Mayne with her.
She is stunning.
Is that Kenny Mayne's wife? Okay, you guys need to describe her.
All right.
Try to track her down.
She's tall? Real dressed up. She's tall and she's real dressed
she's
up in a black dress.
She's got evening wear.
Ma'am, quick word with you. Who are you and what is there? What? What?
Oh,
no? I can't talk?
Good luck tomorrow.
Kenny, will you please tell me who that is? It's driving me crazy.
Petrova, the pretty model from Sports Illustrated swimsuit. She's my new best friend.
Tight with her?
Works with me. I have her phone number.
Good boy, Kenny.
I'm married. I'm happy. She's just,
aren't we all?
Just because she's beautiful, that doesn't mean she can't be a friend.
Is she foreign?
In Czechoslovakian.
Really?
Czech Republic, as they broke up when they were freed from communists.
This guy's a good guy, man. He's funny.
Wait a minute, I have more to say.
Oh, go ahead.
What are we on right now?
The ticket in Dallas.
Okay. We're walking. She walked in. I met, because I know her agent. I was just helping him out. I told these guys are kind of weird, I think. Sporting News Radio. I'll never
right.
work with them again. I was trying to do them a favor.
Good move.
Because they asked me, hey, where should I put her on radio? So I said, well, yes, ESPN, of course. So I set that up. And then probably not Fox, because my boss was going to get mad. And then these would be the next.
Right. I don't know why. Sporting news? I mean, like, as far as, like...
My knowledge, they have national coverage. That's what they're going for.
That's if he knows Bruce.
Hitting one market.
That's if he knows Bruce.
And so I thought I was doing them a big favor, and they're looking at me sideways, but screw them.
Now, do you know Bruce Gilbert?
Yeah, sure I do.
Do you hate him?
I have no idea who Bruce Gilbert is, do you? He's our former boss. He's the radio general manager of your radio stations.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, I'm sorry. He lives right down the street from me, actually. Now, the name... Yeah.
For real, you're not lying.
Took over ESPN Radio.
That's him.
Yeah. Good-looking guy, young. I mean,
I don't know if he's good-looking. I mean, I don't know where you're going with that.
Well, I saw him on an airplane. He introduced himself. Once you described who he was, now I know who he is. He lives like $100,000 east of me. I live $400,000 east of Mike Golic. So, I mean.
Now, why are you into sports, Kenny? You seem like a guy that's just, you're trapped by sports. You seem better than sports.
Indeed.
Well, would you like to expound on that?
I like what I'm doing because there's so many funny things about sports. You know, there's just look at this stupidity here. You just walk around like you're doing, right? Aren't you finding stupidity? Just trip over stupidity here.
It's everywhere.
And what they let me do now, they've loosened the rope a little bit.
On SportsCenter.
And so I make up my own take on, like, we'll take a real event, and then I'll do my take on it, you know, and go down the deep end with it. And most of the time, I'd say about 90, 95% of the time, they let me run through with what I made up.
Now, where are you on the food chain as far as the payroll goes for the SportsCenter guys? Are you, like, third, fourth, fifth?
We used to call it the line of Charlie Steiner.
What does that mean?
If you're either north or south of Charlie Steiner.
Oh, he's a demarcation line.
Yeah. It's like, you know, North and South Korea, kind of DMZ. And I'm the neutral. I'd say it's the line of me now. I mean, like, there's a bunch of guys. Not a bunch. There's some way above me. I'm not. I mean.
Are you a million-dollar guy?
A year?
Yeah.
No.
You're not?
No.
What are you doing, man? Renegotiate. You're a bigwig over there.
I wouldn't really call it a renegotiation. It was just, here it is.
There was no negotiations at all?
I'm happy. You know, no matter what it was, I signed it. It's a free country, and I didn't have to sign. I could have quit, I guess, right?
Yeah, you could have quit.
I didn't.
What were you doing before this? Were you, like, in some
recent job before ESPN?
Yeah.
10 years ago?
No, no. Didn't you have some crazy story? Yeah.
I was selling long distance for MCI while I also freelanced in television. Trying to get back in. That's 5 years after having quit a TV job in Seattle.
And aren't you some former basketball hotshot or something? Did you play basketball in college or something?
That's Craig Gilborn.
You didn't brief yourself for this interview. Tackle football, actually.
Oh, you played football?
I look like it, I know. I'm not.
Good Lord, you weigh like 150.
No, I weigh 190.
I was going for comedy 40. There.
Yeah, you're off. I look thinner than I used to look. I don't work out as much. I got two children and there's no time.
Okay.
But I can still throw.
Okay.
Where did you go to school?
Ahead of
Where did you go to college?
UNLV. I taught Randall Cunningham pretty much everything he knows.
You were there before him?
I was a senior when he was a freshman.
Really?
Truly.
Wow. Well, cool. So you're from Vegas?
No, I'm from Seattle, but I went to school in UNLV.
Okay.
You don't have to be from Las Vegas to go to that school. They allow.
I understand that, sir.
But no, getting back to your root, it's like it's fun because, you know, the crazy California governor's race.
I know that.
Put Terrell Owens up for governorship. You know, he ran for governor. I mean, so we're having fun like that. This week is the He Hate Me Super Bowl Spectacular.
You know, I think you're the best guy over there, and I'm not kissing your ass. I really do. I think you have you're the most unique guy over there. Let's put it that way.
I think I have a handle. I love football. I love all sorts of sports. Horse racing and football are my best. But it's just not life or death.
You know, horse racing and football are your best.
Horse racing is my favorite sport. I mean,
you like to gamble?
Sorry, start that over. Football's my favorite. Horse racing's my second.
You like to gamble?
On horse racing, it's not gambling. It's sort of science.
Losing?
No. I had a good Saratoga season.
I don't know what that means.
About Saratoga's the oldest racetrack in the country. It's in New York,
hockey.
Upstate New York. And I was there like four or five times and did well while I also executed my job professionally.
Now, what's the deal with Bristol? Why? It seems like that'd be a really bad place to live, but is it cool because all you guys are up there? Do you hang out with anybody from work, or do you have your friends outside of work?
Mostly just my family. We have some other friends outside of work. We have a couple friends inside of work, you know. I mean,
who does he hang out with?
Really, I'm not like...
Tell him Bruce.
I don't run out with the guys.
To hang out
yeah,
with.
Bruce Gilbert's looking for a buddy.
He's right down the street. I guess he should just come on up, or we should go on down, or whatever. But, no, I mean, when I'm not working, I'm with my family, and once in a while, you know...
Who'd
go play golf
with?
Or something with a friend, but I'm pretty boring. I'm not going to stay for the Super Bowl. I'm flying home Sunday morning, so I'm going to be with my family.
Good boy. We are, too. Dan Patrick, pain in the ass, right?
He's all right. He's a good guy. He's helped me out.
Why are you winking?
I'm not winking. I was smirking. No, Dan's been good to me. When Keith Olbermann left, I was the guy they chose to be paired with Dan after this little six-month trial period. Remember that?
I remember that.
Ask him what a nutcase. Olbermann is.
Period.
Is he really
Speaking of Olbermann, is he really as odd as everyone makes him out to be?
No, he's, I think he might be a genius, actually.
Yeah, there's no question. He's intelligence-wise, he's up there, yeah. But he's weird.
I don't know, tortured genius, maybe? I don't know, maybe he's just... He's been good to me again, really. I'm not making a say. In fact, we had twin sons who passed away 8 years ago, and he was one of the most gracious people when all that happened. He, first of all, gave a donation to Ronald McDonald House in the name. He worked Christmas and New Year's for me. I was on the schedule so I could be with my wife. I mean, he has a good heart. I think what happens is there's like a story, and then you meet the guy, and if he fits the story, you know, that whole thing. I have no problems with him.
Okay. All right, man. Enjoyed it.
This guy here, well, he's tough to work with, him. And let's interview him.
Who is he?
I don't know.
You want me and you to interview him? I don't know. Do you know who he is?
No. You want Sean Alexander?
Sean Alexander, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, this is a big-time radio. It's going up to Jupiter. Can you talk to him for 30 seconds?
I know you're doing a busy telephone conversation.
I am. This is like
is it your mom or anything?
This is the most important interview in the world.
Is your wife?
Yes, my wife.
Hey, how you doing, Kenny?
Hey, Valentina. She said, hey, how you doing?
Say, what up, then?
hey, Val. Okay, I'm going to keep on talking. Okay, I'm going to keep on talking to her.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Yeah. Sean, well, go. Go talk to your wife.
Hi. I want you and Kenny to do an interview together.
Nobody else has that.
Hey, Corbin, you and Kenny do an interview together.
No, we're not going to do an interview together.
Why?
Kenny's, thank you for having me.
Kenny, take care, buddy.
What do you got?
What a great guy.
See, I always knew I liked that guy, Runs. Kenny Mayne. I always knew it.
I like him, too.
I always liked that guy. He did get a raw deal.
He did get a raw deal.
It was darn good. What a great guy.
Yeah, totally.
Well, they put him on SportsCenter with Patrick when they took Keith Olbermann off.
And gave him about 2 months.
Yeah, they didn't give him long enough. I think people would have really warmed up to him. He's good.
All right, it is 5:09, and coming up next, we visit with one of our very special friends here on The Ticket.